Hey everybody, welcome back to Open Language. You're listening to a pre-intermediate lesson. I'm Mike.
And it's me, Spencer. We are back in the studio today with a pre-intermediate lesson. And I think we're going on a road trip.
Yeah, we're going on a road trip in that huge, amazing country.
America.
America, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're on a road trip in America today, and I think we're having a little run-in with the law.
A run-in with the law. No. Spencer, have you ever had a run-in with the law?
Yeah, let's go ahead and just listen to today's lesson.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
No. What seems to be the problem, officer?
Speeding. You are doing 50 in a 35. License and registration, please.
I'm sorry, officer. I'm new to the States, and I sometimes get my miles and kilometers mixed up.
I see. Have you had anything to drink this evening, Mr. Wong?
I had a glass of wine earlier in the day, ma'am.
Step out of the car, please. I'm going to have to give you a breathalyzer test.
Yes, ma'am.
Blow really hard. Okay, you're within the legal limit. I'm still going to have to give you a ticket for speeding, though. If you wish to challenge it, you may appear in court.
But I don't live here.
Then just pay for it online. There are instructions on the back.
Okay, so we have two people in our dialogue today. We have Officer McCain and Mr. Wong. And Mr. Wong has gotten a traffic ticket.
Oh, dear.
Right? And the dialogue kicks off with Miss McCain, right? Officer McCain. And what did she say?
She says, "Do you know why I pulled you over?"
This is a very typical, very common thing the cop, a police officer will say to you when they, you know, make you stop your car.
Yep.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Okay, so to pull someone over is, it's when a cop makes a car stop, right?
Yeah, I mean, pull over and over to the side of the road.
Yeah, we say to the side of the road. So pull over on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Or not cool, actually.
No, not for Mr. Wong, no.
Right, okay, so Mr. Wong, he responds, actually, in a very, this is probably the most common thing people who get pulled over say to police officers.
Mm-hmm.
He says,
"No. What seems to be the problem, officer?"
Right. Officer. This is short for police officer, or, you know, a cop, as we say. And it's just a very respectful way to address, to talk to them.
Yeah. Now, I have heard that in America, it is very important that you are respectful to the police.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you say, "No, what the hell is the problem?"
Yeah.
Then you're going to be in more trouble.
Yeah. I don't think police officers in America are very friendly. I mean, I can't say all of them. But anyway, it's a different topic. But yeah, so police officer, we call cops officers. Okay, cool. And why was Mr. Wong pulled over?
Speeding.
Yeah, so he was speeding. So he was driving too fast.
That's right.
And he was doing a he was doing 50 in a 35.
50 in a 35.
Okay, so this is all very common police officer lingo, you know, words here. So basically, doing 50 in a 35 means that the fastest you're allowed to drive on that road says 35. It's what we call a speed limit.
Yep.
But Mr. Wong was doing 15 over. He was doing 50 in a 35.
Okay, so 50 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour road.
Yeah, so you said mile. We'll say, we'll get back to that in a second.
Right.
So Officer McCain then asks for his license and registration. Okay, so license is like the card that says you're allowed to drive a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And the registration,
that's the document that tells you who owns the car, whose the car is.
That's right. So basically, you register the car, you know, when you buy a car, mm-hmm. then you have a registration. And you're in America, you're supposed to keep the registration in the car. Mm-hmm. And when you drive, you're supposed to have your license.
Right. And your license has a picture of you, right?
Yeah,
on it.
Of
course. It always has a picture.
That's right. So Mr. Wong, he's, you know, very polite. Says, "I'm sorry, officer. I'm new to the States.
Right.
And I sometimes get my miles and kilometers mixed up."
Oh, dear.
Okay, so we have two expansion terms here. The first one is new to.
Mm-hmm.
So this means, you know, maybe this is his first time in America.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been there a long time.
Yep.
Right? So new to. So he's new to the States. What else can you be new to?
Well, in this case, he's new to a place, right?
Yeah.
You could also be new to a job.
Right. You could be new to a job. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you're new, you know, a new person at the company, you don't know how to do everything yet.
Yep.
You might say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I sent that email to the wrong person. I'm sorry. I'm new to this job."
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. There's a lot of things that you can be new to. So go ahead and check out the expansion. So he's new to the States. This is just short for America.
Yep.
The United States of America. Right. And in America, we use miles when driving.
Mm-hmm. UK right. too. Yeah. We use miles driving.
Which is interesting because in the UK, you use the metric system for a lot of other things.
Yeah. We use the metric system for food and drinks. So if you go to the supermarket, you buy
kilograms
and liters.
Right.
But when you are driving, you use miles.
Yeah.
It's like we have both systems and we sort of put them together into a very British system.
Well, at least you kind of understand both systems, I guess.
Well, I mean, you do and you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, I know what a mile is, but I don't really know what a kilometer is.
Really? Yeah. I know what a kilometer
is. It's very difficult for me in my head, I can't imagine a kilometer.
A kilometer is 0.6 miles.
Right.
So 2 kilometers is 1.2 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
So 3 kilometers.
So
it's
10.
About 2 miles, more or less.
Here's an easier way. 10 kilometers would be 6 miles.
10 kilometers is 6 miles.
Right, because 1 kilometer is 0.6 miles.
That makes sense.
Okay,
but then,
cool.
You know, I have to imagine 6 miles. I mean, what does that look like?
Okay, well, anyway, in America, when driving, we use miles on the road.
Mm-hmm.
America does not use the metric system, even though it should. Okay, so Mr. Wong says, "I get my miles and kilometers mixed up."
Mm.
So mixed up, this is another expansion term today. You can mix up all kinds of things when you get confused.
Yeah, just like you don't understand something. Two things become very confusing for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might mix up one thing for another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For example, let's say you have, there's two people and they are twins.
Mm-hmm.
They look a lot alike.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Johnny and Tommy are twins.
Yep.
A lot of the time, you might mistake, right? You might mix up Johnny with Tommy.
That's right.
Say, "I'm not Johnny, I'm Tommy." "Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. I mean Tommy. I mean Johnny."
Look, they're triplets now. There's three of them.
Yeah, just kidding. No, but yeah, so a lot of times we might say mix up one person for another person.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? Either way, guys, go ahead and check out the expansion section. We have a lot of good examples there for you to tell you how to use mixed up. All right, so Officer McCain has another question for Mr. Wong.
Yeah, have you had anything to drink this evening, Mr. Wong?
Why, no, officer, I haven't. Actually, I'm quite thirsty. Do you have any water? No. Actually, this question here, have you had anything to drink? Basically, the Officer McCain wants to know if Mr. Wong has drank any alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you had any beer or liquor, or in this case, I think he's had some wine.
Yeah, she doesn't care if he's drank juice or water or anything. That's fine. That's okay. Like, yeah.
Have you drank any Coca-Cola, sir?
Yes, I have.
Get out of the car, sir. No. Okay, so basically, he has had some wine, right? Again, he's very respectful. He says, "I had a glass of wine earlier in the day, ma'am." Mm. Right.
Ma'am.
So, ma'am, this is a very respectful way of addressing a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, in the UK, we might say mom.
Really?
Rather than ma'am.
Really, mom? Yeah,
we say mom.
Well, and then for mom, you say mum.
Mum, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You Brits.
I know.
That's good, funny. Isn't it?
So I would say, I had a glass of wine earlier in the day, mom.
Oh, wow. You don't want to go to America and say that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not your mammy.
I'm not your mom. Get out of the car.
Okay, anyway. So, ma'am. Respectful term for a gentleman. A man would be sir.
Sir, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so because he has said that he drank some wine, Officer McCain wants him to step out of the car,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, basically just get out of the car.
Yeah, so to get out of the car. Okay, so a lot of users might wonder when you can say step out or step off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we step off of trains.
Step off of trains, planes.
Buses.
Yep. Boats, big boats.
You might step off of a big boat, but if it's a little boat, you might step out of the little boat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a very small boat.
Yeah, so we step out of cars and little boats.
Yep.
I also might say, I'm going to step out of the house.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because you wouldn't be on the house. You'd be in the house, right?
So
yeah.
I might say, oh, I'm going to go to the store. I will step out of the house really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you want to fight someone, you can say, do you want to step outside?
Hey, do you want to step outside? Want to fight about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, have such good times. Okay, so step out of the car, please. And then Officer McCain says,
I'm going to have to give you a breathalyzer test.
Okay, now here's a grammar point. It's a good one. I'm going to have to. Why say going to have to?
I know, you could say I'm going to, or I have to.
Or I must.
Or I must. Or I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was saying, I'm going to have to.
Right. Well, this is a phrase, and I think, you know, you will hear this a lot, guys, in spoken English. Mm-hmm. It's kind of softens it a little bit. It means you must.
Yeah.
But it almost sounds like, you know, you don't really want to, but you have to.
Yeah, it's like, this is my duty, my job.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do it, but I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a police officer. Because you said you drank some wine and you're driving the car, I'm going to have to give you a breathalyzer test.
Yep.
Okay, and the breathalyzer is like that little thing.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth.
And you blow into it.
Blow hard, really hard.
Yeah.
And then it has a light, right? And if it goes red,
you've been drinking too much.
You drink too much, and if it's green, then you're okay.
Yeah, so it's a little machine that checks if how much you've been drinking.
Yeah.
And so here, Officer McCain says, you know, blow really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you blow, when you...
Oof, that was hard.
Yeah, it was kind of hard. We use the word hard or soft.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't use big or small.
No.
Yeah.
Blow softly.
Yeah, blow soft or blow hard. So the wind also can blow hard, or the wind can be, I guess, kind of soft or gentle.
Yeah, it's not like Chinese. We don't say big and small.
No.
We say hard and soft.
Or gentle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think Mr. Wong's going to be free to go, right? And why?
Because he's within the legal limit.
Hey, good for you, Mr. Wong. Okay, so within... Okay, this is an expansion word today, guys, and it kind of means like inside of something.
Yeah, you don't go outside of whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here, within is super useful. It can be used for all kinds of things. So here we said within the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
So legal limit is basically, and she's talking about how much he is legally allowed to drink when before driving.
Yep.
So if he goes over the limit, he wouldn't be within the limit.
And then it would be a problem.
Yeah, it'd be over the limit.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But within, so what are some things that we can use this word for?
You can use it with a distance, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within 5 kilometers.
Yeah.
Means inside 5 kilometers.
So where is the nearest Starbucks?
Well, my map says it's within 5 kilometers.
Okay, within five
Actually,
kilometers.
No, probably more like within... half a kilometer
within 5 blocks.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, let's give one more example for within. Let's use Starbucks again.
Mm-hmm.
How about Within this city, there are 1,000 Starbucks.
I don't believe it. More like 2,000.
But I can say that, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I could say, like, within the city,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, within the city, there are so many different types of people.
You could even say within the city limits.
Oh, hey, look at you. Okay, cool. So even though Mr. Wong is within the legal limit for drinking, I'm still going to have to, here it is again, going to have to give you a ticket, says Officer McCain.
Yep, so he's okay, he's not too drunk, but he still was driving too fast.
Yeah, he's getting a ticket for speeding. So a ticket is like, it's a piece of paper.
And on it will be the amount of money
you have to pay
right. to the police or to the city.
Right. So this isn't like a good ticket. It's not a ticket for a concert.
Yeah.
It's not a ticket for a movie.
It's not a reward, yeah.
It sure isn't a ticket for a boat ride.
No,
it's a ticket that says you have to pay money because you broke the law.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Mm. Too bad, Mr. Wong. But because America is, has a strong legal system, we say, you know, if you wish to challenge it, meaning challenge the ticket, you may appear in court.
Okay.
Okay, so challenge. This is another expansion word today, guys. And it basically means to, like, not agree with.
Yeah, to question something, to try to change something. Yeah.
To fight against, maybe.
Yeah.
And also, we have a good word called appeal. So you can appeal in court. It means to challenge. I wasn't speeding. I shouldn't have to pay this ticket.
I don't know the difference between miles and kilometers. This isn't fair.
Yeah, right. Okay, but here, so Mr. Wong can appear in court if he wants. So appear just means to, like, go to?
Yeah, attend.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also might say show up in court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then court is where you go and see the judge.
Yeah, and the judge will decide if you have to pay that ticket or if you have a good reason not to pay the ticket.
Right. Okay, and so apparently Mr. Wong says, you know, I don't live here, so he's not planning on going to court, to which Officer McCain says,
well, then just pay for it online. There are instructions on the back.
Right, so instructions on the back of the ticket saying, basically instructions to say how to do something.
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, maybe not so great.
No, poor Mr. Wong.
Yeah, speeding tickets can be pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
No. What seems to be the problem, officer?
Speeding. You are doing 50 and a 35. License and registration, please.
I'm sorry, officer. I'm new to the States, and I sometimes get my miles and kilometers mixed up.
I see. Have you had anything to drink this evening, Mr. Wong?
I had a glass of wine earlier in the day, ma'am.
Step out of the car, please. I'm going to have to give you a breathalyzer test.
Yes, ma'am.
Blow really hard. Okay. You're within the legal limit. I'm still going to have to give you a ticket for speeding, though. If you wish to challenge it, you may appear in court.
But I don't live here.
Then just pay for it online. There are instructions on the back.
Okay, so before we get out of here today, let's talk a little bit about tickets, fines, and traffic court.
Alright.
So in America, speeding tickets can actually be pretty expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, how much is it gonna...
It really... It depends on how fast you were going.
Right.
So Mr. Wong here doing a 50 and a 35. If... You know, Officer McCain is in a good mood. She's not too mean. Maybe the ticket won't be too expensive.
Right.
It might be, I don't know, $50, something like that. But if you're going really fast, it can be a couple $100s, really.
So it's different. Is it different in each state?
You know, I don't know really what the difference is. I think mm-hmm. there probably are some differences, you know, from state to state. Mm-hmm. But also, I think a lot of the time, it depends on how the officer is mm-hmm. feeling.
Yeah. That's probably true.
What about speeding tickets in the UK? Are they really expensive?
Well, I actually have one. Mm-hmm. I got it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I wasn't caught by a policeman, though.
It was a camera?
It was a camera. Yeah, a camera got me. I think it was about £75, something like that.
That's pretty expensive.
It's quite expensive, but we have so many cameras now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in the old days, the police would always give you... So they give you, you have the limit, the mm-hmm. speed limit, mm-hmm. and they would give you the speed limit plus 10%.
Oh, wow.
So if the speed limit on our freeways, our motorways, uh-huh. The speed limit is 70, mm-hmm. so the police would allow you... Oh, 10% plus one, I think. So it was like you could go to 78 before they would stop you.
Well, that's pretty... that sounds pretty big.
Now, I don't know if that's true, uh-huh. But that's what everyone used to say. Now, I do know if it's a 30, and a 30 is usually in the middle of the city, mm-hmm. you can't go over 30. They're really, really strict about that,
okay.
especially around schools.
Okay. Yeah, in the U.S., we also have traffic cameras, and, I mean, it can be like $100, and God, those cameras make money.
And they put them in, like, places that you're not expecting them.
I think it's kind of silly. But one more thing before we go. If you go to traffic court, actually, and you want to contest, you want to challenge, you want to appeal mm-hmm. the ticket, if the police officer doesn't show up in court, you don't have to pay.
Yeah. Wow.
So if the police officer, if Officer McCain is feeling kind of lazy or just doesn't want to go to court that day, mm-hmm. Mr. Wong could actually get off and not pay the ticket.
Well, that would be lucky, huh?
Yeah, but it looks like Mr. Wong isn't going to be in America long enough, so I think he's just going to pay online.
And just one more thing. Mm-hmm. If you do find yourself in traffic court, mm-hmm. remember ignorance is not an excuse. You can't say what Mr. Wong said, I get my miles and kilometers mixed up. It doesn't matter. If you broke the law, you broke the law.
Yeah, this is true. If you broke the law, you broke the law. Okay, well, that about does it for us today. As always, hope you enjoyed the lesson. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions and comments for today's lesson because there's a lot of good info in the dialogue. So looking forward to your comments, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.